something Charlie Manuel talked about before the ball game last night. They just want John to relax a little bit. They feel right now he's simply pressing, and he's in one of those stretches where even like last night, you make a decent pitch, and Ken Caminiti bounces one down the third baseline, and it's a three-run double. And so right now, they really like what John Rocker brings. He's been a great fit in the clubhouse. There haven't been any problems. But right now, he's just not pitching very well, and they feel they need to take some of the pressure off of him, although they put him into an eighth-inning, one-run game last night, and it kind of blew up.
Indians manager Charlie Manuel went on to say that he wants to give Rocker a breather. What does that actually translate into as it pertains to time?
Well, I think a lot depends upon how he pitches when he's used either in a setup role or a middleman role. And I think also it depends on how Bob Wickman is going. I mean, the thing you've got now is you've got a ball club that's in a fight for its postseason life, not only trying to catch the Twins, but when you talk about the wild card and teams like Oakland that are really making a charge. So, you know, you're in a position now at this point of the season where you can't be bouncing back and forth. I think eventually Rocker will be the closer, but Bob Wickman was doing a heck of a job before the trade, and I think that's the one advantage the Indians have, is that if one guy is struggling, you do have that other guy you can go to. So I think how long it will be will really be dependent upon how the two guys are pitching.
Yeah, the Indians five back of the Twins. They're actually trail the Red Sox now in the wild card. And what about the mental side of the trade as far as how it was received and perceived in Cleveland in the clubhouse? And now that this is happening, are there any second thoughts or from the beginning? Take us through the trade as far as emotionally.
Yeah, there's not been any problems. He's been welcomed into the clubhouse. John's been very easy to deal with, and if you didn't know, you know, what had happened in the past, you wouldn't think anything of John from that standpoint, because he's not been a problem whatsoever. I think the biggest reason the trade was made on the Indians side of it is that both Steve Carsey and Steve Reed are free agents at the end of the year, and it was pretty obvious Steve Carsey was going to sign elsewhere, and so the Indians felt like they just couldn't leave themselves empty-handed and be looking for closer down the road, because Bob Wickman is also a free agent at the end of the year. So I think it was also done to protect the ball club down the road. But, you know, right now you've got some unsettling questions, because the strength of this club outside of its offense had been the bullpen prior to the trade. And when John came here initially, he pitched very well. Now he's been struggling, and so now you've got some uneasiness in the bullpen as far as whose role is what. You took Jake Westbrook out of the bullpen to plug him into the rotation because the starters have been struggling, and Chuck Finley is still out, and who knows, Chuck may be out for the rest of the year. I don't think anybody knows. So now all of a sudden what had become a strength is certainly a question mark, not only because John has struggled somewhat, but because you've had to move some other people in and out.
Tom, is there any truth to the rumor that John Rocker actually found out about his demotion from the Plain Dealer beat reporter?
You know, that I don't know about, because I do the manager's show well before the ball game, and I know when I was in Charlie's office talking to him, he was going to bring John Rocker into his office, talk to him. I know that after I had left and was talking to some other players, Charlie had been looking for John, and whether or not they didn't find each other, because John had asked me, had I seen Charlie? And so obviously Charlie was trying to talk to him. Whether or not that's how he found out, to be honest with you, I don't know. If it is, that's not good. I mean, it needs to come from the manager, and it may have been a case that they weren't able to hook up before batting practice, and Charlie thought he could talk to him after BP. I don't know, because I haven't seen Charlie, and we'll see him here in about 20 minutes. So, you know, those are the kind of things that need to come from the manager, not from reporters.